The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Suren Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app.
You're listening to SBS News.
If you live in Victoria, you may have heard of the term designated area. It's where police can search anyone without a warrant or reasonable suspicion and is often declared for police to manage mass protests. Last November, Victoria Police declared Melbourne CBD and surrounds as a designated area for 6 months in response to weapon offences. A legal challenge was then launched by activists, including organisers of an Invasion Day rally on Australia Day, as they argue it breached Victorian Charter of Human Rights and Responsibilities. Police later revoked the six-month-long declaration and the federal court will hand down findings of the legal challenge later in January. A new study has shed light on a bigger issue of these warrantless searches. Ilo Diaz is a researcher from Centre Against Racial Profiling in Melbourne. His team has looked into data from 2019 to 2024 across the over 200 designated areas declared by Victoria Police.
While designated areas are supposed to be a tool that Victoria Police use to supposedly keep everyone safe, what's happening is that it's racialised communities that are living in suspended rights areas, and they're the ones that are most impacted on these powers.
Mr. Diaz says areas like Dandenong and Brimbank, where residents are from multiracial backgrounds, are often targeted for warrantless search when they are part of the designated areas.
This means that there's a disproportionate impact. So, for example, the 10% most racialised communities versus the 10% least racialised, that's the whitest, they are impacted 3.5 times more than the lowest racialised communities.
The Victorian government already banned racial profiling in 2015. But more than a decade later, the state still needs to make more progress on this, according to Gemma Caffarilla, a lawyer from Liberty Victoria.
It's a very significant human rights issue. Liberty Victoria's research shows that what happens when police use these powers is that 99% of the time they will be used against a person who has done absolutely nothing wrong. So there's a hit rate of just 1% when these laws are used. The reason that that's such a significant problem is that it's a really significant impact on people's right to privacy and their right to just walk around the streets without unwarranted intrusion into their lives.
The Victorian government issued a statement in response to the findings.
Victorians deserve to be safe in public, and there's no excuse for anyone to be carrying weapons around. That's why we've given police the powers to get weapons off our streets quickly and more often. Any allegations against members are taken seriously and investigated, and complaints about police conduct can be made to the independent, broad-based Anti-Corruption Commission.
But Ms. Caffarilla says the Victorian government needs to rethink using laws of designated areas for public safety.
So what this study shows is that these powers are being used to entrench disadvantage and to target racialised and low socioeconomic communities. We continue to say that the state government needs to rethink these laws and to go back to the drawing board and find solutions that actually work to address the drivers of crime rather than to unfairly punish people of colour and people who are socioeconomically disadvantaged.
Wing Kwang, SBS News.
Waffle cones filled with Buller's creamy real ice cream, gooey sauces and generous toppings. The all-new Buller Creamy Classic Sundae range is definitely worth screaming about. Ice cream!